Okay, we're beginning here, six lines down on the top of Samach Chedem and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing in the Mishnah, Uben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, an individual, a boy who is 9 years and 1 day old, is Posel V'Einu Machil. He has the ability to be Posel, a woman from Chuma, but he does not have the ability to grant her the right to Chuma. The Gemara wants to know, what is this case that we're discussing here about a child that is 9 years and 1 day old? The issue with a 9-year-old in 1 day is that the Fiat Torah, his bi'ah, is considered to be a bi'ah midoraita. But on the other hand, he's still considered to be a katan. He's a minor. So then, what is the situation? We think, or we're positing that the case in the Mishnah is b'shomeret yavam, the ben teisha v'yom echad. It's a case where you have a yivama, who now falls to a brother, but a brother who is a minor, but a minor who is already 9 years and 1 day old. Lamai. But then what's the din here? Either mifsal, if it is so that this child would be pusel, the woman from going back to her father's house, if it's a bat kohen, she will now be pusel from going back to her father's house in order to eat truma by her father's house, because the pasuk says, v'shavel beit avia, and she's unable to return to her father's house, because he has a zikah. There is a yabam here that is waiting to perform yibum with her. And therefore she'll be disqualified. So, katanami mifsal pasil. You don't need somebody to be of 9 years and 1 day old in order to create that situation. Even a minor that's younger than that would create the same problem. We're talking about a case where there's no bi'ah involved. It's just simply that you have a yivama that now fell to a child who's a minor, and the minor can't deal with her at this point in time because he is a minor. So, irrespective of whether it's to 9 years and 1 day old, or it's a minor, they will both cause a problem for her in terms of her ability to return to her father's house and eat truma. So that certainly can't be the side of psul, because you could have had that even at a younger age. Ilo achule, if you're talking about to grant her the right to eat, goldonami lo machil. Then if you're talking about that ben teisha shanim v'yom echad doesn't grant a bat yisrael the right to eat truma if he is a kohen, well, even a gadol, even if someone who was of age was the yavam over here, he still wouldn't grant her the right to eat truma. We just saw that before in the cases in yesterday's daf, that a shomeret yavam, in a case where you have a yavam and a yavama, that until he consummates the yibum, then the woman who is in limbo waiting for the yavam to perform yibum with her, she does not have a right to eat truma. And that's true whether the yavam is a gadol, or whether Yavam is 9 years and 1 day. So in either scenario here, the 9 years and 1 day is irrelevant. Because in the case of Psul, even a younger age would be Posel. And in terms of Einu Machil, even some of an older age would not be Machil in the case of Shomeret Yavam. So Amar Abaye, Abaye and Rover now are going to present the answers to this question. And each one of them says that the Mishnah basically only focuses on one aspect. The Mishnah says that individuals that are mentioned in the Mishnah are Posel Ve'inu Machil. So what we're going to say now is that by the case of Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, the Mishnah is only focusing on one aspect, either the Posel or the Inu Machil side of it, but it's not focused on both of them. So Amar Abaye Ocha B'Yavam Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad Habal Yivim Toa Skinan. Talking about a case where it's Yavam, who's 9 years and 1 day old, who had Bia with his Yivama. Dimidoraita Kanyuli. Because midoraita min haTorah, he is koneh this woman. Salkadat chamina ho midoraita kanyule. Since midoraita he's koneh her, ubiato bia, and his bia min haTorah is classified as a bia. Emalochil, let us say that she has the right to eat now. She should gain the right to eat truma. Kamash malan. From that we see asa biat ben tet shanim v'yom echad kim amar bigadol. Because they made the bia of a ben tet shanim v'yom echad, kim ma'amar begadol, the equivalent of ma'amar begadol. So he's not granted the right, in a sense, to consummate this marriage midoraita, because midrabanan, we say that the bia is only like ma'amar. And just like by ma'amar, ma'amar is only a way to connect with the yivama. It doesn't create any other halachic ramification in terms of being his wife for real. So to over here, the bia of the ben tet shanim v'yom echad does not grant her the right to eat. So we're not talking about a pasul over here. This case of ben tet shanim v'yom echad is not dealing with that side of posel. It's just dealing with the side of einu machil. And the chiddush is that he's eino machil, even though his bia is a bia doraita, and even though he should be able to consummate this yibum mi doraita. The rabbanan said no, that the bia of a bentet, the bia of a child who is 9 years and 1 day old, only classifies like mamar the gabe the yibum. Samar le rova, rova says ihochi seifa. What are you going to do with the latter half of the mishnah? It says tani safek bentet shenim biyom echad safek sheino. There's a question in there whether he's a safek, whether he really was 9 years and 1 day or not when he had bia with this woman. Hashta vade bentet lo machil safek mibaye. If the case where we know for certain he was 9 years and 1 day old, he's not machil the yivama, then what's the safek in the latter half of the mishnah? Even if he was teisha shanim v'yom echad, he wouldn't be machil. So why does it matter if he's younger than that and he's not machil, or if he's older than that and he's not machil? It should be irrelevant. The safek has no bearing or meaning in this context. Elo amar Rava, b'ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, dahanach psulim, tani, depasle b'bi'atan. This is a case where this ben teisha shanim v'yom echad is a pasul. And if he has bi'ah with a woman, he will be posel her from truma, as well as be posel her from the kihuna. So it's a case where this ben teisha shanim v'yom echad has a psul associated with him, which we're going to see in a second what psul we're talking about. And that psul, if he has bi'ah with a woman, causes a problem for the woman. And again, in the Mishnah is only focusing on the side of posel, that ben teisha shanim v'yom echad is posel. The Eino Machil is not relevant in that case of Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad. Kedetanya, like we have in the Braita, Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, Gir Amuni, if he is an Ammonite convert, Umoavi, or Moabite convert, Mitzri V'Edomi, or a Mitzri Edomi who have to wait 3 generations till they enter, Amuni and Moavi are Lavin, are Lotases, Mitzri V'Edomi are Mitzotasei. It's an Isser Asay, which says they have to wait 3 generations, so before that, it's not allowed. Kuti, from the Kutim, assuming that they were Geri Arayot, and therefore they're not classified as Jews. Natin, as well, who's classified as a non-Jew. Chalal, someone who is Pasul de Kehuna. Umamzer, someone who's a product of a illicit relationship. Shibau al Kohenet, Liviav Yisraelit. If any one of these individuals who contains this Pasul has bi'ah with a kohenet, or a levia, or Israelite, pasluha, they are posel them. Now for the kohenet, that has 2 meanings. Posel her to return to her father's house and eat chuma, and posel her from being married or marrying a kohen. For the levia and the Israelite, there's no relevance of shova for the chuma. The only relevance is the fact that they are now psula likuhuna, they can't marry the kohen. It says, "Va'amektani seifa im einan ruim lavo biYisrael harelu poslim." The next Mishnah says in the bottom of Samach Ted Amud Aleph that im einam ruim lavo biYisrael, if they're not able to join the klal harelu poslim, then they create a psul. So if the seifa is talking about psulim, then michlal dereisha lab psulim askinan. Makes it sound like the Mishnah here is not talking about psulim, because psulim are dealt with in the latter half of the Mishnah. Gemara says, and this is the Girsa of Rashi that we're looking at now, Reisha psulei kahal, Seifa psulei kuhuna. The Reisha is talking about individuals who are pasulei kahal, meaning that they have problematic in their joining of Klal Yisrael. They are restricted from marrying anyone in Klal Yisrael. Whereas the Seifa, the latter Mishnah, is talking about psulei kuhuna. Individuals were only problematic for a Kohen to marry, but not problematic for the general Kahal to marry. And the reason that it repeated it is because of that. It wants to teach you that not only in the case of Psulei Kahal do they make the woman Pasul, but even in Psulei Kuhuna, like a Chalal, that makes the woman Pasul, either not to return to her father's house to eat Truma, or from marrying into the Kihuna. That's the Girsa of Rashi. Tosafot brings the girsa of the Rabbeinu Chananel, which seems to be the girsa of the majority of the Rishonim, which is Reisha b'psulei kuhuna. The Reisha, our Mishnah, is talking about psulei kuhuna, and Seifa is talking about psulei kahal. And the latter Mishnah is talking about psulei kahal because that fits better, because there it says the language is ve'im einan ru'im lavo b'Yisrael, if they're not ra'ui to come into Klal Yisrael. So the language makes it sound like those are talking about psulei kahal. Rashi acknowledges that that makes it sound that way, but Nevertheless, he says that the girsa is that the first one's talking about psulei kahal, because that's the lesser chiddush. The greater chiddush is that even psulei kahuna are included. So that comes from the second part of the Mishnah. On the other hand, the other Rishonim had the girsa reversed, because they say that the second part says specifically that ein rov oim lavo b'Yisrael, that they're not able to join the kahal. And why did it bring kahuna first? Because that's exactly what the Seif is doing. The Seif is telling you that the ratio was talking about kahuna. Because now when you know the Seif is talking about psulei kahal, then the ratio was definitely talking about psulei kahuna. So even though it's a bigger chiddush, after we know the Seif, we can go reflect back on the ratio and say that it was talking about psulei kahuna. Now the Gemara continues and says, Gufa, let us look into this. Betet shanim v'yom echad. Giramoni, Umavi, Mitzri, Edomi, Kuti, Natin, Chalalu, Mamzer, Shaboa, Kohenet, Leviav, Israelit, Paslan. So there is the Braita that we just quoted before, the Tosefta, and now we want to investigate it more. Here there are other Tanaim that are involved that argue here, which is Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kosh Zaro Pasul, anybody who the offspring is Pasul, Posel, they will create a problem for the woman. Kosh Ein Zaro Pasul, anybody whose offspring is not problematic, Enu Posel will not cause a problem for these women. Again, the Gemara will go through each of these opinions and explain to us what they mean. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kosha Atanose Bito. If you can marry his daughter, Atanose Almanuto, then you can marry his widow. V'choshe Atanose Bito, if you can't marry his daughter, I Atanose Almanuto, then you can't marry his widow. So the idea of being a psul is connected to whether you can marry the daughter. The product of this individual will then tell us about what the status of his widow is. So now, Menahane Mile, where do we know this from? Where do we know that an individual can be posel a woman from, number one, eating truma, and number two, from being married into the kuna? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ubat Kohen ki tiyeh le'ish zar. A bat Kohen, when she goes to a man that is foreign. Now here, the Pashtura Pasuk is Le'ish Zar, means someone who's foreign to the Kuhuna. She marries Yisrael. She's taken away from the Truma. Kaven Shindiv Allah Lipsula Pasla. But the main Gemara is darshing it here is Le'ish Zar, means someone that is Pasul to her, someone who is Zar to her, stranger in the sense of someone that is inappropriate for her. So since she gets a Bia, or engages with this individual who is Pasul, that's pasla. That's why kitiyel ishzar. Then she can't partake of the truma. Mar says hami bayule. Yeah, we need for the basic the kamar rachmana. It's the Torah is teaching us bat kohen the mitzvah of the zar. That a bat kohen when she marries someone other than a kohen lo teichol. She does not participate in truma anymore. We need it for the pashtu the pasuk as we explained it before. That ish zar here doesn't mean a stranger in the terms of psul. It's an ish zar in terms of not being a kohen. Hayi. That we can learn out from Mishaval Beit Avia Kinureha Milechem Avia Tochel, that after her husband passes away, or she's divorced from her husband and she has no children, then Mishaval Beit Avia, she returns to her father's house, Kinureha, like in her youth, Milechem Avia Tochel, and then she can partake of the Truma Nafka. So we can learn it out from there, Midkamar Rachmano Mishaval Beit Avia Tochel, but it says that she returns to her father's house to eat. The implications of that are, michlau, you can infer, de mikara lo, that before that point in time, lo achla, she did not eat. So Gemara says, imi hahi, if you use that pasuk as the source, hava mina lava ba michlala se ase. That's a positive statement, which is when she returns to her father's house, she will eat truma, implying that when she hasn't returned or is yet to return to her father's house, she doesn't eat. That's what we call an iser ase. It's a statement of essay, and from that we infer a lot essay that's called an Isser essay and has a status like an essay. So, Katav Rachmana, hi, lelav. So therefore, the Torah wrote about the Ish Zar to teach us a lav. To teach us that not only is it an essay, an Isser essay for her to eat when she leaves her father's house, it's also a lav. So therefore, we still need the pasuk of Kiti Eli Ish Zar. The Gemara says, lav, Mi bechol zar lo yochal kodesh nafka. We'll learn that out from the pasuk, which says that any stranger that partakes in the truma, that will be problematic. This woman, we're now classifying as a zar. Even though she was a bat kohen until this point in time, when she marries the Yisrael, she now loses her status in a sense of being a bat kohen, and now she is a zar. How do we know that? Because Vishava Beit Avia, only when she returns to her father's house can she eat. That means in the interim, she's classified as a zar. If in the interim she's classified as a zar, she's under the law that applies to all zarim, which is Michol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. If that's the case, then we have an extraneous pasuk of Kiti Eli Ish Zar teaching us that if she has bia with a pasula, that will disqualify her from truma. Rama says, how mi baile the gufay? That we need for the din itself. For a zar gamur. Not for someone who is a zar because they left the kuhuna now and they're married to Israel. We need that from someone who's literally a zar. Not for a bat kohen. Rama says, trei v'chol zar k'tive. In the parak over there, in pasuk yud and pasuk yud gimel, it has the v'chol zar lo yochal is mentioned twice. So since it's mentioned twice, one of them will teach us about a zar that is a real zar, someone who's not a kohen who partakes of truma is problematic. And the other v'chol zar will teach us about a one who is a temporary zar, someone who has now been distanced from the kohuna because of her status, and then will regain it when she comes back to being a bat kohen, if her husband passes away, or she is divorced from him without any children. So that v'chol zar will teach us the lav. So now we have one v'chol zar to teach us about regular zarim, people who are outside the world of kohuna completely, that they cannot partake of the truma. We have one v'chol zar teaching us about a bat kohen when she's married to Yisrael, that she's classified as a zar and is a lav for her. And we have v'shava el beit avia teaches us an isra say for that period of time when she's married to the Yisrael. And then the pasuk of ubat kohen tia the ish zar will be extraneous, and we'll learn from that when she is nivala the psula, when she has bia with someone who is pasul, that disqualifies her from truma. Mer says, Vakata mi baile li Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. No, we still need that pasuk for the drosha of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Dam Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina v'chol zar. The chol zar, zarut amarti lecha v'lo aninut. The only thing that's problematic by truma is a zar. Someone is a non-kohen. But if a kohen is an onain, even though he's disqualified or he may not partake in meiser sheni, that we know from Pashat Ki Tavo, that it says over there, lo achalti b'oni mimenu, that I didn't eat it when I was an onain. But as far as truma is concerned, a onain can partake in truma. How do we know that? Because it says b'chol zar. So we say zar and not aninut. So you thought you had these two b'chol zars here, they were extra, and therefore you could darshan a real stranger, a real Israel is a problematic, and b'chol zar, one of them for the bat kohen who's married to Israel. Well, one of those chol zars is not extraneous because we have this drosha of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi says that's not a problem. The Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina min zar v'chol zar nafka. He doesn't learn it out of the word zar necessarily, it says v'chol zar. So that's how he learns it out. The extra word v'chol teaches you that. Rabbi says, we still need that pasuk for a drosha that we have from the Braita. Kashihi chozeret, chozeret l'truma, v'enu chozeret l'chaze v'shok. When she returns to her father's house as a bat kohen, who's married to Israel, who had been disqualified from truma, and disqualified from partaking in any of the korbanot that a woman can participate in as a bat kohen, then when her husband passes away, and now she returns to her father's house, she only returns to eat truma, but she does not return to eat chaze v'shok, to eat kodoshim. Only truma, not kodoshim. And we learn that out of the pasuk. V'amar Rav Chista, Amar Ravina, B'der Rav Shila, Mike Ra. What is the source for this? Where is the pasuk that teaches us this din? Dichtiv, because it says, Upat kein ki tiye li ish zar. That was our extraneous pasuk that was teaching us about a pasul, that is boel, a kohenet, or a bat kohen, that it would disqualify her. Now you need that pasuk to teach you that when she goes back, that she only goes back to eating truma, because it says, bat kohen ki tiye li ish zar, he b'trumat ha-kodoshim lo tochel, that she will no longer partake in the trumat ha-kodoshim. Lo tochel b'muram min ha-kodoshim. She will not eat from that which is taken off of the kodoshim. So where it says, im kein lichtov kra hi ba-kodoshim lo tochel. Then if that was the case, you could say by, if you were just talking about muram min ha-kodoshim, which is chazeh v'shok, that she will be disqualified from that permanently, then the pasuk should have just said that min hakodeshim. And if you just said min hakodeshim, I would have known about a chazeh v'shok. But why does it say bitrumat hakodeshim? Why does it add in the word truma? So the extra word of trumat hakodeshim comes to teach you that not only is Chazeh V'Shok disqualified or she gets knocked out from, but also Mitruma she gets knocked out of. And therefore, Bad Kohen, Kitiya the Ish Zar, I can learn out two things from it. I can learn out about the Din of Chazeh V'Shok, which is the Kodoshim. She is disqualified from Kodoshim and never will come back to them. And I also learn out the fact that she will be disqualified from Truma, because my Truma to Kodoshim, Shema Minatarte, I can learn two things out of this Pasuk. One, that if she's disqualified from Truma, if she's Nivala the Psula, and I can also learn out the fact that once she goes away from the household, she's out of Kodoshim. Because the way the Pasuk is written, it could have just written the word Kodoshim, the fact that it wrote Truma to Kodoshim allows me to learn two dinim from that Pasuk. We explained it like many of the Rishonim explain it, which is that the Pashtuta Pasuk of Kodoshim would have been Chazeh V'Shok, and then the word Trumat HaKodoshim adds in Trumat to sit above that. On the other hand, Tosafot says just the opposite. He says the context of Psukim over there is that we're speaking about Trumat, that everything of Kodoshim or Kodesh that is mentioned there is about Trumat. And therefore, if I had just written the word Kodoshim, I'd have just thought of Trumat. Trumat HaKodoshim comes to teach me min amura min HaKodoshim, those things that are removed from Kodesh and given to the Kohanim, that's the gifts of the Chazeh V'Shok that come out of the Korbanot that go to the Kohanim. So the word muram adds that dimension of Kodoshim to it. So it's a machloket. Had you just had the word Kodoshim written there, what would I have thought? Tosafot says, I would have thought just Truma. Others say, no, I would have thought just Kodoshim. And then it says Trumat Kodoshim. Tosafot says that adds in Kodoshim, meaning above Truma, which is the Pashtut of the word Kodoshim. Truma the Kodoshim adds in, meaning Muram er Kodoshim. Whereas the other Rishonim say, no, that Kodoshim means Chazeh V'Shok. And then Truma the Kodoshim adds in Truma to be included there. But in conclusion now, we have this Pasuk that is extraneous, because we were able to learn out from the V'chol Zar, or the fact that it was repeated twice, V'chol Zar, one for the Pashtut to teach us that any Zar that partakes in Truma is problematic, and that's a real Zar. Then the second V'chol Zar keeps to teach us about a lav, that a bat kohen who marries Israel, she is not allowed to partake of the Truma. And not only is that an Israel from Veshavel Beit Aviah, but it's also a lav from V'chol Zar. And then the din of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who says that Zarut is a problem, Aninut is not a problem, we learn that out from V'chol Zar. The extra V'chol teaches us that. And therefore the Pasuk that we have that is extraneous is a bat kohen tiyeh the ish Zar. Even though we need that Pasuk to teach us that she only goes back to Truma, she doesn't go back to Kodoshim, we're able to learn both things out of that Pasuk because of the extraneous language that is in there, which is Trumat HaKodoshim. So that extra word Trumat allows us to learn both about the din of Kodoshim as well as the din of Truma. And now we have a source for the fact that a Kohenet or a Bat Kohen that has Bi'ah with someone who is Pasula, he disqualifies her from Truma. And the Gemara says, Ashkechan Kohenet. So now you explain to me about a bat kohen being disqualified from Truma. Leviyah Yisraelit minolon. How do we know that a Leviyah Yisraelit also disqualified from eating Truma if they're nivelet lipsula? Keda amar Rabbi Ava amar Rav. Bat uvat. Because the pasuk starts out with the extra vav, which is uvat kohen kia the ishzar. So that drasha is bat uvat comes to include an extra drasha of Leviyah and the Israelit, because it says, Batuvat, Hachanami. So to in our case, it's Batuvat. What the Gemara is referencing is a drasha in the Gemara in Sanhedrin by Rabbi Akiva that says, Batuvat. And it's saying, just like over there, we darshan the extra vav in Uvat. So to over here, we're going to darshan the extra vav Uvat. And that's what it means, Hachanami over here. And come on, the Gemara says, who's that like? Rabbi Akiva, the Darish Vavin. That's like a Bikiva in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that is Doresh the Vav. Now, Tosafot points out that that's not so simple, because even Rabbi Yishmael, who argues on him in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the end, the Gemara asks, what does he do with Uvat, with the extra Vav, which means it sounds like he is Doresh the Vav. So Tosafot says, when the Gemara here says Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't just mean Rabbi Kiva, it means Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael and everybody there. And we're going to see in a second, those other Tanaim that disagree with them, that's what the Gemara is talking about here. It's according to those Tanaim that agree about the Vav, but not the Rabbonon. On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Tam suggests that this is only according to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin uses the word Uvat to include a Nisua. The extra Vav comes to include someone who is married. And so too over here, the Uvat is being used to include a Yisraelit and a Leviyah. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel uses the vav to include a balat mum over there. And that wouldn't help us over here. That wouldn't be relevant over here. And that's why it's focusing on Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva used the vav to teach us a din of nisu'ah, and that would match with what we're looking for here. Where it says, afilu teimer abonon, kulei ubat, krayiteirayi. Even the Rabbanah might agree here, because ubat kohen is completely unnecessary over here because of the context of the psukim, as Rashi points out. The entire series of psukim are talking about kohanim. So it would have been clear that if you were talking about someone getting married, that it was a bat kohen that we were speaking about. So since that is extraneous, therefore, even the chachamim would agree that the bat kohen here not only includes a literally a bat kohen, but even an Israelite and a Leviya. Now Gemara says, Ashkhan the Truma. Now we've explained her disqualification from Truma. Likuhu Nami Nolan. How do we know that she's disqualified from marrying a kohen? Gemara says, Wait a minute. When we talked about a Israelite and a Leviyah being disqualified, they're not being disqualified from Truma. They don't eat Truma. So why are you talking about them being disqualified from Truma? Their disqualification must be about marrying a Kohen. Because if you're talking about Truma, they certainly do not have any entitlement to Truma. It says, why are you saying that? That's not true. Mishgachala d'ka'achla b'shvil b'na. It's a case where she's eating because of her son. She's not qualified herself because she's not a bat kohen, but she might have been qualified. She was at one point was married to a kohen. But after her husband passed away, she would not be entitled to eat truma except for the fact that her son is feeding her truma. So now she's a Israelite or a Levia. She's eating truma because of her son that is granting her that right to truma. So if they are nivelet lipsul, they would get ruined or disqualified from eating truma anymore. So there are cases where Israelite and Levia are eating truma. Mar says, Bishvil bana, kal v'chomer. Because of her son, that's a kal v'chomer. Uma kohenet dibik dusha dinafsha achlo, a kohenet who, for her own kedusha, is entitled to eat truma, pasila, if she's nivelet to a pasul, that ruins it for her. Levia v'Israelite, dolo achelo bishvil bana. A Leviyah Israelite who only eat because of the granting through their son who grants them the right to Truma. Lo kosher kein? Isn't it a kosher kein that they would be disqualified from eating the Truma? And therefore I don't need you to teach me that. So it must be that what are you teaching me when you included the Israelite in Leviyah that they can't marry the Kohanim? Mar says, V'hira no tenet. What do you mean? The same reason that you just gave explains why that's not a good kal v'chomer. Kohenet, the Kaddish Kufa, Pasila. The Bat Kohen, who is a higher level of Kedusha, therefore, if she has Biyah with a Pasula, that ruins her Kedusha. And that's why she's disqualified. Hadalo Kaddish Kufa, in the case of the Israelite and Leviyah, where they are not inherently Kadosh, Lo Pasila. Then if they have Biyah with the Pasula, it doesn't affect them. They're not eating because they're Kodesh. They're eating because of their connection through their son or through their husband. And therefore, if they're Nivela the Psul, that shouldn't affect them. Ela lekuhuna kal v'chomer migrusha. Ela the disqualification for kuhuna we learn out of a kal v'chomer from grusha. Ma grusha shumuteret bitruma asura lekuhuna. What a grusha who is permitted to eat truma. I mean, if a woman gets divorced, she's a bat kohen, she's allowed to return to her father's house and eat truma. Nevertheless, asura lekuhuna, she's disqualified from marrying a kohen. Zush asura bitruma. Over here, the Bat Kohen, who's now disqualified from eating Truma because she was nivelet lipsula, inudin, shipsula de kuna, then certainly she should be disqualified from marrying a Kohen. Where it says, v'chi mazirin min adin? Since when do we punish or say that there's a lav min a kal v'chomer? Okay, the kal v'chomer is a logical argument to tell us that yes, she should be disqualified from the kuna, but that wouldn't make it into a real lav. So then where is your lav for this? Where's your Isser in the Torah that tells you may not do this and you would get malkot if you did this. Where it says, Giloi milta bi'almahu. You're right. We're not learning out any specific din from this kal v'chomer. Rather, it's a giloi milta. Now, the Rishonim have different approaches to this. Rashi says, what's the giloi milta? De memela. Came into ifsala l'truma, ifsala l'kuhuna. Because it's a given. If she's psula l'truma, she's also psula l'kuhuna. The truma hainu kedushat kuhuna, that they are equivalent in some way. Truma has a connection of equivalence to kahuna, because kohanim eat truma, and therefore if you can eat truma, then you're qualified to marry a kohen. You can't eat truma, then you're disqualified from marrying a kohen. And they come hand in hand. And that's the answer. The gilui milta is that we don't need that kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer tells us that that's the right way to think about it, but it's not what makes it asur. What makes it asur is because if you're asur in the truma, you're also asur likuhuna. That's the way Rashi learns the limud over here. On the other hand, many Rishonim believe that the kal v'chomer stands, and the gilui milta tells us that this woman is already apsula. All the kal v'chomer does for us is indicates to us where that has application. Not only does it have application by truma, it also has application by kihuna. There are others that suggest that the gilui milta over here is that why is she disqualified from eating truma? Because she becomes a zona. When she's nivala, lipsula, she becomes a zona. Well, once you become a zona, that carries with it certain halachic ramifications, including the fact that you can't marry a kohen. And that's what the gilui milta is. The gilui milta is that simply by being disqualified from truma, that tells us that this woman is a zona. Once she's a zona, that also tells us that she is disqualified from the kihuna. So that's the way that some learn this gilui milta as being a status of the woman. And since we know the status of the woman, mimela, she's knocked out from marrying a kohen because her status is the problem. And that status by itself also causes her problem to marry the kohen. Rashi, on the other hand, talks about a certain equation between truma and kihuna, and that equation makes that if you're disqualified from truma, you're also disqualified from marrying the kohen. Mar says, ve'ema niv ala lipsola chayavei kretot. Why don't you say that when it says here, kitiyeli ish zar, that means that only if she has bia with someone who would be a problem of chayavei kretot, that will disqualify her from truma, because that's the least of the chidushim. That's the most chamur type of bia. And maybe that's the only thing that will disqualify her from truma. How do you know that an iser lav would also disqualify her? Because the answer to the Gemara is, ki tiyeh amar rachmana. It says, ki tiyeh is an iser lav. And since it's an iser lav, because tiyeh talks about havaya, hanach deitbu havaya, those are things that have a havaya. Havaya means that their kedushin is tofes. Well, kedushin is only tofes by chiyuvei lavin. So, chayevei kretot, lav b'nei havaya. And Chayvei Kretot, there is no Kiddushim Tovsim by Chayvei Kretot. So the Pasuk must be talking about Chayuvei Lavin. Now, what about Chayuvei Kretot? So Tosfot says, that's obvious. It's obvious that Chayuvei Kretot would be Posel her. The only question is, if Chayvei Lavin are Posel her. Once we know Chayvei Lavin are also Posel, of course Chayvei Kretot are also Posel her. Rashi, on the other hand, says, no, the Gemara could have asked that question now as well. What about Chayvei Kretot? But it chose to ask a different question because of our Mishnah that we saw before mentioned the Natin and the Kuti. And therefore it asks from this angle, Ihochi, Ovid Kochavim ve'eved lo lifsalu. In a case where she has bia with an eved or an Ovid Kochavim, that should not disqualify her from Shuma. Because there's no Havaya, there's no Kiddushin with them. And you're telling me the only person that's disqualified is someone who has Kiddushin. Mar says, Hanach Pasle mi Rabbi Shmuel. Those are disqualified because of Rabbi Shmuel. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Minayin the Ovid Kochavim ve'evet shebal bat Yisrael, ve'al kohenet ve'liviyah shepasluha. How do we know that an Eved or Ovid Kochavim that has biyah with a kohenet, or a liviyah or Israelite, that it disqualifies them? Shenemar, ubat kohen ki tiyeh almanah grusha. It says about kohen, when she becomes an almanah grusha, when she becomes a widow, or a grusha, or a divorcee, she can return to her father's house. Someone who has the ability to have maybe made a widow or have a divorce. There is no almanut and there's no gerushin from her because they don't have a marriage. Kiddushin doesn't work with an eved and a kiddushin doesn't work with an ovi kochavim. Rashi here brings the sources for that. But since there's no kiddushin, then there's no gerushin. There's no divorce. If you can't get married, you can't get divorced. Or you can't be a widow if you never got married to start with. So the fact that they're unable to accomplish a marriage is what also makes them a problematic bia, because they can't create a bat kohen afterwards that's an almanah grusha. And if that's the case, the bat kohen now is completely disqualified from going back to her father's house and eating of the truma. And Rashi says it's the same thing by Chayvei Kretot. By Chayvei Kretot, there's also no kiddushin. If there's no kiddushin, there's also no almanut and gerushin from Chayvei Kretot, and that's how they get disqualified. So Tosafot says, no, it's obvious from the fact that the lav creates a psul, so too Chayve Kretot create a psul. And that's the way Tosfot learns out Chayve Kretot. Rashi says, no. The Gemara is asking the question about Evan and Obi Kochavim, but the second question is applicable by Chayve Kretot, and the Gemara's answer is the same answer for all of them, which is only in items that have Almanut and Gerushin is their ability to return to Truma. Otherwise, you can't return to Truma, implying that there must be Kiddushin. And Chayve Kretot don't have Kiddushin, and neither does Evid, and neither does Ovid Kochavim, and that's why they are Posel, the Bat Kohen, from going back to her father's house to have Chuma. So my says, Ashkechan Kohenet. So you explained about a Kohenet again. Leviyav Yisraelit Minolan. How do we know that a Leviyav Yisraelit are also disqualified from marrying Kohenim or eating Chuma through this Psul? Because Amar Rabbi Ava Amar Rav, this is what we just saw on the previous Amud, which is Bat Ubat. Just like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they darshan bat uvat, the extra vav there. Hachanami over here, bat uvat. We're going to darshan bat and the extra vav. Kiman, who's that like Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara in Sanhedrin? The darish vave, because he's doresh the vav. And so too over here will be doresh the vav to include the Israelite and the Viyah, not just the bat kohen. The Gemara says, afilu teimer rabbonon, kula uvat, krayute rohu. That entire pasuk uvat is extraneous, as we explained before, because of the context in which it's written. It didn't need to be written, and therefore even the Chachamim or the Rabbanan over here would agree that this Uvat is inclusionary to not only be a Bat Kohen, but also a Yisraelit or a Leviyah. And so therefore from that we learn out the disqualification of these women from participating in Truma comes from any type of psul. A psul from an Isulav, a psul from a Chayve Kretot, a psul from an Evid, a psul from an Ovi Kochavim, any one of those psulim who have bi'ah with these individuals, this women, Kohenet, Leviyah Yisraelit, will disqualify them from participating in Truma, as well as marrying a Kohen. Okay, we're going to stop here on the top of Samach Tedem and Aleph, 6 lines down in the Gemara.